We all agree that the primary goal of hiring is to make the best choices around who's going to succeed as a realtor. So we're wanting to improve percentages of good hires while minimizing the pain to the candidate and the company that comes with bad hires. But research tells us, you know, as I mentioned last week, that we're often addicted to practicing methods that actually decrease our chances. And we do this subconsciously. We don't really know about these biases unless we bring them to our awareness. Last week, I talked about overconfidence. Today, I'm going to talk about the halo effect. The halo effect was discovered by psychologist Edward Thorndike. And he described ways that people subconsciously bias themselves to like certain people because of certain traits. When hiring, it refers to our tendency to let the interviewer's traits, positive traits we approve of, influence us so much that it blinds us to less attractive traits that we would have found out if we hadn't have made that initial bias. The halo obscures any risk, that is. So why do we do this? As I've said before, our brains love to take shortcuts, and in much of life, this is very, very helpful, but not when it comes to things like marriage and hiring. We tend to like people who seem to be like us, and here's the kicker, who we think will like us in return. There is some brain programming that is behind valuing similarity and fearing unfamiliarity. If we see traits in candidates that remind us of others with whom we've had a positive experience, we're prone to show bias. So how can we predict this inherent weakness in our wiring? Well, first of all, involve a diverse set of people to handle various steps of the selection process. You can consider having two or three interviewers, keeping each person's rating secret from the other until all three have finished, and then you get together and talk about it. Have an off-team or independent interviewer who has no reason to halo this candidate, somebody very independent of the company. And you can ensure that your interviews are the same by structuring them, focusing on uncovering specific traits, behaviors, strengths that are required in order to succeed by taking a deep dive of specific past experience that can predict future performance. I talked about this a lot in early December. What this definitely emphasizes, once again, is that talking about, you know, yourself or your company will only play into hiring candidates who pretend to admire your expertise and knowledge. Of course, you need to be kind, respectful, conversational, and relatable. But the days of winging interviews are over for the best companies in the world. So how about yours?